All right. Good morning, Medford, Somerville. This is That Heart Radio. That Heart Radio. That's the radio. This is the radio show. It's Friday. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And that was Jimi Hendrix playing the national anthem. I'm all alone for the time being. And, you know, I'm going to fight through that. And, you know, Jake is a flake. And Zach took a nap. And didn't wake up until now because he is a... you know, it's hard to wake up in the morning, I guess, at 9 a.m. It's so late. Just kidding. Huh. All right. It's sunny out. It's a good day. It's springtime. And I'm going to shake things up here. You know, normally in the event that Zach or Jake or, you know, someone else who was going to be with me here was not around for banter, I would either talk to myself for 6 or 7 minutes and kind of make a fool of myself and then play some music that I'm not too interested in and have some troubles making that happen. But instead, I'm going to play something that I have been listening to this week, and it's David Maslanka's recitation book from 2006, Movement 5, Fanfare. And it's for saxophone quartet, and so that's kind of surprising. And so we're going to play that, and it's going to be wild, and I, you know, just don't bear with me, but do enjoy the music. And if you come in the middle of this, you know... sorry about that, because it's going to be a little bit hard to get in out of context. But let's take it away here. Me.
Thank you.
can't put a price on a good saxophone quartet, you know? You can. I bet you those guys don't make a ton of money. But it was good, and, you know, music's good. And we're working through this conspicuous lack of co-hosts, really hurting, you know, our mission statement here. Our mission statement is to provide, you know, an eclectic mix of talk, comedy, music, and fun. And the talk, the music, and the fun. The talk, the comedy, the fun, and, you know, pork bun. All missing. And I have a bit of a congested nose, if you can't tell. So things are kind of going downhill here, and I blame Zach and Jake almost entirely. I'm never responsible, and I refuse to accept responsibility for my actions, no matter what they are. So moving on, I think we're just going to play some more, you know, woodwind-type tunes. And, you know, here's one that's going to be a little bit more upbeat, and it's going to help us move on through this sad time that we live in, where people are total flakes. But, you know, the clarinet won't flake out, and neither will recorded music, because it's stored forever, and so we can't lose that. So here's a concerto for clarinet, but it's upbeat.
Thank you.
nothing wrong with some good clarinet in the morning. All right. Let's see. Oh, something else is going to start here in a second. Okay, so let's stop that. And, you know, I'm really running out of things to say. I've only been speaking for maybe a minute and 30 seconds this morning, but yeah, still tricky. Still tricky. And I don't like it at all. And, you know, it's a sad world we live in where people flake out. And, you know, if you're considering, you know, you're making some weekend plans this weekend and you're thinking, oh, well, maybe I just won't make it. You know, I told them I was going to come, but I won't. I'm going to be, you know, unreasonably late. I'm going to miss half the event. Don't do that. You know, be a good person and show up to, you know, things that you say you're going to show up to, people. So, you know, that's me slandering, and that's what I've, you know, it's what I do, and that's what I know, and I do what I know, and, you know. Oh, we got a new PSA. So I'm going to kill some time here by reading our public service announcement for the morning, and it's about 5 minutes early, but based on our completely arbitrary schedule for PSAs, they can happen at any time during the hour. Anyways, so we have one now. It's 9:25, and here's something about ladders. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in your closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and your friends here at my show. That's a really shockingly high number, so do be careful when you're on the ladder. Interesting. And it's, you know, springtime, so it's about time when people start going outside and they paint their houses. And so ladders, you know, keep in mind ladders. You know, don't want to get hurt on a ladder. Okay. So we've got kind of a slower song here, but it's, I would say it's vaguely reminiscent of springtime. And, yeah, so we're going to play it. And it's a little slow to start with, but then it kind of picks up and gets to be quite a cheery piece. So here's a piece, and let's play it up. Slow things down here. Thank you. know, what is more cheery than a good, you know, hearty clarinet sound, you know, in that altissimo register? You've been listening to a collection of songs that I've been, you know, listening to and, you know, enjoying. And anyways, here's a song that's going to help us transition into the rest of the show. Zach has finally decided to show up, and I am not even a little bit mad at him. So let's play a song, and we're going to see what happens. And it's actually from... I don't know what we're going to play. I got to play something, though, because I got to go let Zach in. But maybe I'll just wait for, like, a half hour, because that's what he would do. Is he would say he's on his way, and then he would make it so that you have to wait for a half hour. Okay. We're working on it. We're certainly working on it. And let's see. We're going to play some smooth jazz. And here we go. Let's see. We can play at least a little bit of this, and you know, it'll give us a 3-hour runway if we mess up here. So let's just play this. That was clearly not the natural end of that song. But we've got ourselves a guest in the stadium studio, and his name is Zach, and he is here to repent for his sins. And what would you like to say to the radio listening crowd, Zach? Explain yourself.
Good morning, crowd.
His mic's not on. because I, you know, I didn't have it prepared because, you know, you weren't here.
Yeah, you want to turn these headphones down? They're kind of blasting in my ear.
You good now?
No, like way down. Just cut it. Okay, I'm not going to wear them. Never mind.
Well, how about now? How about now? How about now?
Yeah, they're better now. All right. So, good morning, listeners.
Yeah, what do you have to say for yourself? Explain yourself.
It's Friday morning. Things can get busy out there. The traffic was crazy. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that traffic right now. There's a hay bale in the middle of Boston Ave.
Multiple books.
There are there's a literal wall of horses blocking the street. There's a small dust storm and a massive thunderstorm. Stay safe out there. Please. Please stay safe.
All right. I would like to note that I have been lied to. Not just by Zach, who said that he was going to be here at 9:10 or 9 o'clock, or that he was getting out of bed, or that he was leaving, or that he was a good person. But I've been lied to by my own mother, who fooled me into thinking that a book of hay was a thing this whole time. So Zach just said there was a bale of hay in the middle of the street, and when we used to have sheep, we would refer to giving the sheep a book of hay. And I just Googled it, and not a single result came up. Well, not a single relevant result came up. Like, that's not a thing.
I wouldn't think it's a thing.
But bales of hay, like, typically can be kind of partitioned into these, like, things that are of approximately the same dimension as a book. Like, the same proportion of, like, side widths. Like, they're a rectangle and look kind of like a book. However, no one else says this. I've been lied to. I've been fooled. I've been tricked. And I have, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Indeed. You have.
Zach's wearing his crowd tilt shirt. He loves, tricking his friends into crowdfunding our trip to Cape Cod.
Yeah, well, that actually was one of the more successful uses of crowd tilt. Crowd tilt, I'm pretty sure, is maybe not defunct.
It got bought by Snoop Dogg, I think.
Really? That's...
Snoop Dogg's involved.
Interesting. It changed its name to Tilt, which is probably... sort of indicative of the direction that they were going, like, for funding frat parties and stuff, because their slogan is now Get Tilted.
Is it really?
Or was Get Tilted. Sometime last year, I actually was called by a representative of the company and asked to share my experience with them. And I was like, yeah, it was great. And then there was Venmo. And then... I'm not using this anymore.
Yeah, Venmo's fine. Venmo is A-okay. Nothing wrong with the V.
There's nothing wrong with Venmo except that it's owned by PayPal, which I hate.
What's wrong with PayPal?
Oh, I hate PayPal.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
Because it's not as user-friendly as Venmo?
Yeah, probably.
Well, they own Venmo, so...
So this is it's been a pretty big week in new music.
Oh, well, you know, it'd be cool if you could have shared it with an entire hour.
There's been, two...
Jerk!
...major albums that have come out. For those of you not in the studio, I'm holding up two fingers. And those were... Beyoncé's Lemonade.
Oh, nice.
And Drake's Views. Unfortunately, both premiered on streaming services that neither person in this room has. So we can't listen to them. So that throws that out the window. Rumor has it that Walk Sign is on. And because I read Pitchfork, someone on Pitchfork told me that Beyoncé's album samples the song Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And since I am completely unprepared for today, we're going to play a 12-year-old song on this new music radio show.
Well, and it was new music until you didn't show up, and now it's just trash. Well, it used to be okay. You're on aux too. Alright, Zach stinks. No, no, no. We can't play this song. We can't play that song.
Why?
I want to say that it's not good.
It's perfectly fine.
Sing it to me.
No, I'm not going to sing the song to you. I'll play a different song.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you're going to hate it even more.
Okay, well, that's... Well, I'll be the judge of that.
All right, so... Apparently, we're not allowed to play that song.
It's, you know, it goes against everything the station believes in. In the lyrics of the song, if I remember correctly, the chorus is, "Down with freeform radio, let's be corporate shills, let's be bought out by the man, I love Pizza Pan, I'm the guy who hates freeform radio, I'm owned by Domino's Pizza, I like them delivering pizza to me. I'm owned by a corporation." That was the chorus, and so I just don't think that we can play that on a freeform radio.
A few of the words.
Well,
about just like general down with philanthropic sentiment. No philanthropic sentiment. But fine. He doesn't want to play that. He doesn't want to play that at all. We're going to play something different.
Okay.
But he's not going to change it.
I won't. We'll live with this one.
We're going to play another 12-year-old song.
That's fine. If it's Wake Me Up When September Ends, I'm going to shut it off.
And it's a hit. It's one of my faves. All right, let's go.
All right, we got Jake on the air, guys.
What?
We got Jake Tabor on the air. Say hi.
Really?
Yeah.
It's me. It's me, Jake Tabor, and I don't really know what to say. I did it again. I came in here, and I thought I could run the show, but in the end, the show ran me, and I guess that just goes to show you what happens when you mess with the wrong,
All right, well, you know, see, it was big of you to apologize, but, you know, Zach comes in here, Waltz is in here at
9:32,
and he says, oh, like, aren't you so happy to see me? And Jake knows that it's a shameful thing to be a flake.
Jake didn't show up. I made it. Jake cannot be heard on the radio.
Yes, he can. I'm hearing him.
Heard you.
You're hearing me.
The radio's hearing me.
Really? The radio's hearing me?
Yeah, dude. So, so that means you gotta be, you know, you gotta, play it safe in terms of what you say. However, so if you can make it to DD in the next 15 minutes, then, you know, all will be saved.
We'll see, everyone. I do need a nice coffee, though.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. It'll help you. So we're gonna arrive at Dunkin' Donuts at 10:05, and you can make it. You have 15 minutes. Can you do it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you there, friend.
Bye.
That was talking to Jake on the radio. All right, radio. So,
it's
you
a
know,
beautiful thing.
I think this is something, you know, I'm not a corporate shill, necessarily. However, you know, I do love Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, you know, in the springtime.
Yeah, I do. It's iced coffee season. And Dunkin' Donuts is proud to be introducing Boston area delivery.
Is that
this May?
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's no.
True. It's true.
How much is it going to be?
Probably several dollars. But it's going to be through, I think, Dashed. So it comes from a few years ago, the Davis Square franchisee tried to, like, strike up an agreement with Dashed, and then, like, Dunkin' Donuts corporate got really mad about it and shut down the whole thing. Now Dunkin' Donuts corporate is trying to introduce delivery to Boston, which is kind of late because they already did that in LA, Chicago, and New York.
And Dunkin' Donuts.
And Dunkin' Donuts is based here.
Wait, so you can get Dunkin' Donuts delivered in San Francisco?
I said LA.
Well, what about San Francisco?
Did I say San Francisco?
I don't remember. I don't remember anything. I just woke up, man.
I did not.
All right. Let's play some more music, not any of that crap.
Joanna Newsom is an amazing artist.
I think that could have been a fine song if her voice wasn't so annoying. You can't see it right now, but Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Zach went down and he broke his crown and he's got a mouthful of marbles now. He really does. If you saw it right now, he actually was just, there was just all these marbles were falling out of his mouth and it was crazy.
Well, since again the new music is not happening today, we're going to go for some...
What's wrong with you? Can't you just find a single new song? We're really going to play one more song and then leave.
Yeah, we'll play one more song. We're going to play a nice Smashing Pumpkins B-side for you.
Okay, that sounds terrible.
Let's do it.
Through you, relive the pictures that have The sky cannot ignore us. No one can say.
All right. For the record, my vote was not for that song. Anyways, we're gonna hand things off to Automation here and head on out because we got places to be and people to see and people to be.
Yeah. So this was definitely one of the top 10 shows.
All right.
And
it's one way to put it.
Yeah. All the new music you heard today.
A glass half full. A glass almost empty.
Yeah.
All right.
Glass three quarters.
See you later, friends.